Here in the Gaza Strip, today marks the start of the holy fasting month of Ramadan, unfolding against the backdrop of a fragile ceasefire agreement. Yet reconstruction of the war-torn territory has not yet begun, and 1 million displaced Palestinians are still living in makeshift tents across the devastated region. Yasmin and her family have been forcibly displaced from eastern Khan Yunis to the western part of the city over the past several months. Now, a displaced mother of five, she is doing her best to help her children feel the spirit of this special month despite the hardship.
We all love Ramadan, not just the children, all of us do. But now, living in a tent instead of my home, I don't know what to say or how to celebrate it. Before, I used to welcome Ramadan by decorating our house in the neighborhood and by preparing the kitchen with food for the month. Now, everything is gone. Our families have been scattered and many have been killed.
At the Misk and Layan shelter camp in the coastal area of El Mawasi, west of Khan Yunis, Yasmin is living alongside some 550 other displaced Palestinians from across the territory. Among them is Rania Abu Dakka, a displaced mother from the Al-Farahin near the southern city of Rafah.
اي حاجه طب وين الاكل يعني انا عن نفسي حتى يعني رمضان اللي فات لما عشنا برضو كنا في الحرب اي نعم كنا في بيتنا وقتها
last Ramadan we were still in our home but even then there were food shortages in the years before the war Ramadan in Palestine was known for its abundance a wide variety of dishes many salads and sweets the sweets especially have a different taste during Ramadan that feeling is now missing it requires a real family home and that is what we no longer have
another displaced resident living in a nearby tent is a Lewa Breaker, a father of six. He was forced to flee Rafah in May 2024 and is now staying at the same shelter camp.
The situation is very difficult. We're relying on free hot meals to get by. In previous years, we would start preparing for Ramadan about 10 days before the fasting month began. I remember buying fawanis, traditional Ramadan lanterns for my children.
More than 1 million displaced residents are bearing the brunt of the suffering in the coastal enclave. Many of the tents they are living in now need to be replaced after proving inadequate during the powerful winter storms that have swept across the Gaza Strip. According to the United Nations, reconstruction of the territory would take up to 15 years and require at least $70 billion. The US brokered ceasefire between Hamas and Israel stipulates that Hamas should give up arms in return for a gradual Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari, in Gaza.